Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, back in his regular seat again. Good job last week, Mike.
Thank you very much, but I like this side of the table much better.
Well, before we do this week's show, we should go over last week's challenge. Take the first name of a well-known political leader, remove the vowels from this person's first name, and you'll be left with the organization the person runs. Who is it, and what is the organization?
Well, I have to admit, you stumped me on this one. So, end the suspense. Who are we talking about?
This is Reince Priebus, the chair of the Republican National Committee. So, drop the vowels from Reince, and you're left with RNC.
Very clever, sir. So, Ian, September 28th is Ask a Stupid Question Day.
Or five of them.
We seem to do that every week pretty well. This was developed by teachers in the 1980s to encourage students to ask more questions in class. So in honor of a holiday that seems tailor-made for a silly little show like this, we've got a quiz full of stupid questions.
This should be fun.
First up, which filmmaker wrote the 2002 book titled Stupid White Men, released 1 year after his documentary Bowling for Columbine?
That is Michael Moore.
That is right. Stupid White Men. And then the spate of reactionary books to his book about lying liars and other people are big fat idiots.
Really elevating the discourse.
I know, really. Exactly right. On a 1982 episode of Late Night with David Letterman, a dog named Muggsy sneezed on command. This was part of the first installment of a recurring segment known by what three-word name?
That's Stupid Animal Tricks.
Stupid Pet Tricks, officially, but you got the right idea. Yes, right. Next up. Which musician released the 1985 album Dare to Be Stupid, featuring parodies of hit songs by Madonna, Cyndi Lauper, and The Kinks?
This was one of my first tapes, Weird Al Yankovic.
And speaking of first, that was the first musical comedy album released on compact disc.
Huh, so I guess I was behind the times with my tapes.
Well, you know, you gotta work slowly up to those things. In 1992, a sign hung in Bill Clinton's headquarters in Little Rock listing three messages to help focus the campaign. Number two was, the economy's stupid. Which famous political strategist hung the sign?
That was James Carville.
Actually, it was Bill Hader doing James Carville, but nobody knew it at the time, but yes.
I thought you were going to say it was Paul Begala.
And finally, what African-American comedian said, fathers are the geniuses of the house because only a person as intelligent as we could fake such stupidity.
Boy, that sure sounds like Bill Cosby.
It sounds like Bill Cosby because it is Bill Cosby. That is correct. Well, these may have been stupid questions, but Ian certainly didn't have any stupid answers. He went 5 for 5 again this week. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or surf on over to WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at these stupid questions, some stupid extra credit questions, or what I'm hoping isn't a stupid weekly challenge.
Well, don't hold your breath on that. Think of 2 5-letter synonyms for stupid person. One starts with D and the other starts with I. Drop one letter, and you can rearrange the remaining 9 letters to spell a process that a stupid person probably isn't very good at. What are the synonyms and what is the process?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. Any Questions is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. I've got to get off to Hallmark to get a card for Stupid Question Day, Mike, so I'll see you this same time next week.